Welcome to the Play Sleep Grow podcast. This episode reveals how to know when your baby is ready to drop a nap. So freshen up that cup of coffee, switch that load of laundry before you forget, and listen in. You're listening to the Play Sleep Grow podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Thompson. I leveraged my skills as a speech language pathologist to research and discover the gentlest and most effective sleep training methods and strategies available for our three children, successfully helping them learn to sleep through the night and take regular scheduled naps starting at 3, 4, and 5 months old, respectively, effectively reclaiming confidence, structure, and peace in our home, and creating a better, healthier relationship with my husband and our children. On the show, you'll discover bite-sized, actionable strategies for all things baby's sleep and development, and avoid wasting time, money, and tears on strategies that simply don't work. You'll gain a sneak peek into the most reliable evidence-based strategies available. You'll also get exclusive access and discounts to time-saving, headache-crushing tools and our unique Play Sleep Grow sisterhood to make your sleep training journey and your relationship with your child easier and more grace-filled than you ever dreamed possible. Subscribe now and listen in every Monday. So grab a cup of coffee, snuggle that baby close, and welcome. You belong here. Does trying to figure out your baby's ever-changing sleep schedule make you feel like finding a nice, secluded spot and burying your head in the sand? Well, stop the search and step away from the sand. As an exclusive gift to you, I have created a 60-second sleep schedule quiz. All you have to do is complete the 60-second quiz, and a sample sleep schedule specifically for your child will be sent directly to your inbox. And yes, it's completely free. Simply go to www.playsleepgrow.com/sleep-schedule-quiz to claim yours now. And I'll drop a clickable link in the show notes. Welcome back. I'm your host, Ashley Thompson, wife, mom, licensed speech-language pathologist, and certified pediatric sleep consultant. In today's episode, we will be pulling back the curtain on how to know when your baby is ready to drop a nap. You will learn the most common ages when babies transition to fewer naps, what signs to look for to know baby is ready, how to know if baby is not ready, and some key tricks for what to do when she is. I was speaking to one of my clients just last night, and she shared that she thinks her daughter might be ready to drop the final nap. She explained that she's been refusing naps occasionally, contentedly staying up the whole time, and actually seems to manage the rest of the day after not napping quite well. My own daughter, who is the same age as this client's daughter, started fighting naps around 6 months ago, but that ended up just being a nap strike, and she's back to taking 2-hour naps each day. So which is it? Does fighting naps mean it's time to drop a nap or not? Sometimes, but not always. As I'm sure you've already guessed, babies and young children drop naps, reducing from a higher number of naps to a lower number because their sleep needs change. Maybe they needed 17 hours of sleep per 24 hours as a newborn, but now that they're 2 or 3 months old, they only need 15 or 16 hours of sleep a day. That sleep has to get pulled from somewhere, and typically it's pulled from daytime sleep. And other times, your child's sleep needs might actually stay the same, but as their wake windows change, they need to consolidate that sleep into fewer naps. For example, let's say your 12-month-old is ready to transition from 2 naps to 1 nap because his sleep pressure is taking longer to build and he's not ready for a nap until noon. If he was taking 1 to 1.5 hour naps before, he may still need that same amount of sleep and simply combine those nap times into 1 nap that's 2 to 3 hours long. Oftentimes, babies drop naps because of both of these things. Sleep needs and wake windows change at the same time. So now you might be thinking, when are the most common times for my baby to drop a nap? Are there common times or is it totally random? Thankfully, no, it's not totally random. Babies' sleep tends to develop on a pretty consistent trajectory, with natural variation from child to child. Typically, we'll see babies drop from 4 to 3 naps per day around 2 months old, and then from 3 naps to 2 naps around 6 to 7 months old, and the 2 to 1 nap per day typically happens between 12 to 18 months. I've seen it happen earlier. Usually, there's a nap strike around 10 to 11 months, and they're not quite ready to drop the nap, that second nap, but it's happened. And the final nap can drop anywhere from 2.5 years old to around 5, but often trends toward that earlier rather than later. Now let's say your baby is 6 months old. How do we know if he's ready to drop a nap? Do we just drop a nap since it's around that time? Nope. If your baby is still on 3 naps at 6 months old and he's not showing any of the signs of needing to reduce to 2 naps, then go right ahead and stick to the 3 naps until he's ready. There's no need to rock the boat if he's getting quality sleep and you're happy with his sleep skills. Just keep an eye out and know that this transition will likely need to happen soon. Let's talk about what signs to look for to know when your baby is gearing up to drop a nap. In order to determine whether your baby is ready to drop a nap, this is what you're going to do. Stay consistent with your current routine. This is extremely important to make sure your child stays well rested, and we can determine whether your baby is ready to drop a nap and not just struggling to sleep because of other causes like late nights or awake windows being too long, changes in routine, a nap strike, things like that. Then, when you're being consistent, watch for your child to start fighting the third nap. So this is for that 3 to 2 nap transition. This happens around 6 to 7 months. So what does fighting that third nap look like? It can look like this. Consistently waking after a very short time, which means less than 30 minutes, or consistently taking a long time to fall asleep, which is like greater than 20 minutes, or consistently refusing to go to sleep for this nap altogether when you put them in bed. Now, I say consistently for a reason. Nap strikes are common, especially around certain ages. A nap strike is when your child starts to fight a nap, but they're not really ready to drop it. And sometimes when your baby is going through a new developmental milestone, like pushing up on hands and knees and learning to crawl, this can cause them to fight naps too, but not because they're ready to drop a nap, simply because it's more exciting to stay up and practice that new skill. So what do I mean when I say consistently? I mean that they are fighting that third nap around 4 to 5 days of the week for longer than 2 consecutive weeks. And one more thing must be true. Your baby needs to still appear well rested, even with fighting that nap. Normal signs of tiredness are fine near nap time and bedtime, but watch for signs of overtiredness, which can be anything from rubbing eyes to hyperactivity. If both of these things aren't true, if they're not consistently fighting the third nap, or they're consistently fighting the third nap but appear significantly sleep deprived, or they need a super early bedtime, like around 5:30 p.m., it's probably not time to transition just yet. Now let's talk about the transition from 2 naps to 1 nap. This transition usually happens between 12 to 18 months. It can happen as early as 10 months, like we mentioned before, but it's much less common that early. What you want to look out for here is similar to the 3 to 2 nap transition. Watch for your child to start fighting the second nap. They can start fighting the first nap. It's more common that they fight the second. So that would look like consistently waking up after a very short time, so that 20 to 30 minutes or less, or consistently taking a long time to fall asleep, which is like greater than 20 minutes, or consistently refusing to sleep altogether when you put them down. Or on the contrary, they can continue to take naps perfectly well, and then out of the blue, they start struggling consistently with nighttime sleep. And remember, by consistently, I mean 4 to 5 days per week for longer than 2 consecutive weeks. Most commonly, what happens when kids are ready to drop from 2 naps to 1 nap is the child, your baby, will start taking a super long first nap, maybe around 2 to 3.5 hours, and then they refuse the second nap. And by bedtime, they will be pretty overtired because they've been up too long, but at the time of their second nap, they probably won't be tired. And just like with the 3 to 2 nap transition, your baby should still appear well rested during the day, even with fighting that second nap. Now, finally, let's talk about the transition from 1 nap to no nap. This is a rough transition, in my opinion, because not only do you not get that break in the middle of the day, but it means your nugget is growing up, which is a good thing. It can just tug at your heart to think about. Anyhow, let's talk about what it looks like when your toddler or young child is ready to drop a nap. We're in this transition period, can you tell? Dropping this last nap can happen anywhere from 3 to 5 years old. Some kids drop it as early as 2.5, and some drop it after 5 years, but most often it's dropped between 3 and 5 years. So you're going to watch again for those signs of consistently fighting naps. So consistently waking after a very short time, 20, 30 minutes or less, consistently taking a long time to fall asleep, which is like greater than 20 minutes, or consistently refusing to take a nap altogether when they lie down for a nap. Now, first of all, remember that timing of this one nap is very important. So if they're taking it too early in the day or too late in the afternoon, that can cause these same issues as well. So watch the timing of your nap. You want it to be to start between around 12 to 1 p.m. optimally. If you get them up around 6 to 7 in the morning and then they go to bed around 7 to 8 at night, you need like a smack dab in the middle of the day nap. And also remember that at this age, they're not in a crib anymore. So if they're just getting up and playing in their room, that could simply be because playing is more fun than sleep, and not that they're not actually tired. So keep that in mind and be sure that if you think they still need a nap, they know that they need to stay in bed and try to rest. Most commonly are kiddos with well-established nap routines. What ends up happening is not fighting the nap. Usually these kids go down for their naps happily and easily. Where the problem shows up most commonly for these kids is bedtime. They just can't seem to fall asleep at bedtime, and it consistently takes 30 minutes and more for them to fall asleep for bed each night. This doesn't mean that they're going to be fighting bedtime. They might be if they're getting bored, but otherwise they can fall asleep eventually. It just takes a long time. And if this is the case and your kiddo is finally ready to drop that last nap, do still have them take quiet time around that noon hour after lunch. Not lying in bed and sleeping, but doing some quiet activity and relaxing, like reading or, you know, pretend reading for little littles. Painting, thank you, Melissa and Doug, mess-free water painting. Puzzles, Play-Doh, coloring, those kinds of things. Pinterest is a great resource to find quiet bin or busy bag activities for toddlers and young children. Just be sure to still keep an eye on them if they're playing with small pieces or, you know, really anything. Because if my kids are any indication, children will manage to discover and do things you never thought possible when you least expect it, including during quiet time. Granted, the raising up the nose was my brother, but once upon a time, our now 6-year-old did used to stick peas in her ears. Do this quiet time outside of your child's bedroom, if space allows in your home, so that the bedroom is kept for sleep as much as possible. Now, alternately, if your child seems to really enjoy and still kind of need a nap, but they struggle to fall asleep at nighttime, you can also play around with a different solution, which is what we ended up doing in our house about a year ago. Our kids tend to have pretty high sleep needs, and at that halfway mark through the day, they still needed that nap time, even at the later end of the 3 to 5 year spectrum. What we ended up doing was keeping the nap, but trimming it down to 1 to 1.5 hours max, and then allowing them to stay up an extra half hour in the evening. At around 4 and 5 years, we kept the afternoon nap with our eldest, but we started cutting the nap down and letting them stay up until 8 p.m. And just recently, at 5 and 6 years, we extended that to 8:30. Now, note that 6 years is pretty old to still be napping. Our eldest daughter, she takes a medication for her seizures that we think makes her more tired than other kids her same age, which is why we think she's still tired, so tired in the middle of the day. But that being said, I do think we're finally reaching the end of these two's nap time days, and we will be switching to a quiet time in the near future because they definitely still need a break in the middle of the day to kind of just have calm and peace. But I think they're probably getting to the end of their need for nap time in the middle of the day. I don't really recommend pushing that bedtime back any later than 8:30 for young kids, because those first 4 hours of solid sleep that they tend to get before midnight due to typical child circadian rhythms are so important. So now let's talk about how to know your baby is not ready to drop a nap. As we mentioned earlier, you can be pretty sure your baby is not ready to drop a nap if you notice one or more of these things happening. One, she's still sleeping extremely well on the schedule that she's currently on. Two, she does fight naps or bedtime sometimes, but it's not consistent. Three, she's fighting naps, but she also appears super cranky or wired at the other nap times, or even before bedtime on the days that she doesn't nap well. Four, she's not sleeping well at nap time, but she's also in the middle of learning a new skill. And five, she's ill or was recently ill, or you just restarted your routine after travel or some other interruption, and she's still trying to get back on track. All right, so you've determined that yes, baby is ready to drop a nap. So now let's talk about some tricks for how to help baby through this transition. Now, how exactly to drop a nap depends on which transition it is, and this is actually something that I help my families that I work with through. If you need a total overhaul on sleep, I can help with that. And if your child sleeps independently, but you just need help with the nap transition, I can help with that too. I know that nap transitions can be a bit overwhelming. In either case, you can schedule a free 15-minute sleep evaluation call at www.calendly.com/playsleepgrow. So that's www.calendly.com/playsleepgrow. And I'll drop a clickable link in the show notes. Now let's talk about some tricks that you can try. First, an early bedtime might be helpful during this transition, especially if you're not just consolidating naps, but dropping sleep time, and especially for that 1 to no nap transition. Second, it can be helpful to shift naps in 30-minute increments, depending on the age of your child. For the one to no nap transition, you might need to shift the nap schedule by larger increments. Finally, when you are shifting the start of a nap later, your child might still show tired signs at their previous nap time. This is normal. They shouldn't be showing overtired signs, just regular tired signs. So if your child really is ready to drop a nap, this just happens because their body is used to sleeping at that original time. So this is a time when you want to actively help extend their wake window so you can make it to the new nap time. So when you actively extend their wake window, they should not be getting overtired. They should be ready to extend that wake window. So you can try things like this. One, give a small healthy snack like fruit or grains to increase your kiddo's blood sugar during this bridge time. Or two, you can take them outside to play because the sun and the fresh air can help them wake up a bit. Or three, you can actively engage them in play to distract them from their tiredness. And that's a wrap on today. Today, we revealed how to know when your baby is ready to drop a nap, including the most common ages when babies and young children drop naps, what signs to look for to know your baby is ready to drop a nap, how to know if your baby is not ready to drop a nap, and some key tricks for what to do when she is ready to drop a nap. Hit subscribe, and I'll see you next week for our next episode on all things baby sleep and development. You're listening to the Play Sleep Grow podcast. I'm Ashley Thompson, and I can't wait to see you next time. Now go snuggle that clever baby of yours. It's time for them to play, sleep, grow. If you found this episode helpful, would you please share it with your favorite mom friend? My mission with this business is to help 1,000 growing families regain peace and security through one-on-one consulting for sleep training as quickly and gently as possible. And if you leave me an honest review on Apple Podcasts, screenshot it, and email it to me, I'll send you your pick of one of my 3 most popular resources. Ending legal note. Please remember that this is a podcast for personal use. It is not medical advice and should not be considered or used as such. I am not a medical sleep professional, and though I am a pediatric sleep consultant and speech-language pathologist, the information I present on this podcast is general information that I have gathered through my own education, research, and experience, and not specific to you or your child. Before implementing any ideas or suggestions I may provide, please clear it with your or your child's doctor first.